Good evening. Welcome once again to Night Train here on KRVS 88.7 FM in Lafayette and Lake Charles. I'm John Green, your host, and for the next 2 hours, I'll be bringing you jazz. On tonight's show, some of the musicians include the tuba player Howard Johnson, Joe Pass, the guitarist, Charnette Moffett on the bass, a couple of singers, Dee Dee Bridgewater and Nancy Wilson. And toward the end of the show, Chick Corea with Stanley Clark. As usual, we have a couple of, in fact, three featured CDs. And tonight, first off, we have Wallace Roney, the trumpeter. Understanding, it's called, his brand new one on the High Note label. And about halfway through the show, we'll continue our Stan Getz series. This is CD number 7. Quite a rarity. It's a movie soundtrack that he did called Forest Eyes. That's on the Columbia label in that collection of Stan Getz's Columbia recordings. And toward the end of the show, a new one, although it was recorded back in the 1962 live, the White House Sessions, it's called, with Tony Bennett and Dave Brubeck. You're going to hear the Dave Brubeck portion of that tonight. So lots of jazz. Hope you enjoy the show.
I'm
That's the tuba player, jazz tuba player Howard Johnson, with a group he put together called Gravity, featuring Taj Mahal. He's also on the CD in a track or two. The tune we heard right there is Right Now, the name of the CD. In addition to Howard Johnson, there's Dave Bergeron, Joe Daly, and five or six other tuba players. Ray Chu on the piano, James Cummack on the bass, and Kenwood Denard on the drums. I want to thank Bill Battiston for bringing that CD to my attention. Well, you're listening to Night Train here on KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, and I'm John Green, your host. We're just getting Night Train underway for another week. You're going to listen to the first of our three featured CDs. This is a brand new one from the trumpeter Wallace Roney. It's called Understanding. It's on the High Note label.
We'll be right back.
Bullis Roney on the trumpet, Arnold Lee on the alto sax, Ben Solomon tenor sax, Victor Gould piano, Eden Ladin also on the piano, Daryl Johns bass, and Kush Abadi on the drums. That's from a brand new CD. It's called Understanding. We heard first the title tune, Understanding, then Is That So?, Search for Peace, and finally Gaslight. Wallace Roney, Understanding. That's on the High Note Records label, and it's brand new. Well, you're listening to Night Train here on KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, and I'm John Green, your host. Now let's listen to Joe Pass. Thank you.
Thank you.
Charnette Moffett there, playing a tune called Swing Street. That's a CD brought out on Matima Records back in 2010. We featured it on the show at that time. The CD is called Treasure, and the tune we heard, Swing Street. Just before that, Joe Pass and his trio, Live at Dante's. That's quite a bit earlier. It was originally recorded back in 1981 and then re-released and remastered in 2002 on a Fantasy Records label. We heard, Look What They've Done to My Song, Ma. Well, you're listening to Night Train here on KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, and I'm John Green, your host. Just want to take an opportunity to inform you that coming up here on the 18th, that's just a few days away now, we will be having our annual fall fundraiser. This is a particularly special one for us here because KRVS has been on the air, believe it or not, for 50 years. Went on the air in 1963 as a 10-watt station. Now, I'm going to tell you about the gifts and so forth probably next week or so, and encourage you, of course, to give as generously as you possibly can to KRVS, and particularly to support jazz here on KRVS. But just wanted to let you know it was coming up, 10-day fundraiser from Friday the 18th of October till Sunday the 27th. If you receive a renewal notice in the mail, please fill it out and send it on in. Now let's listen to the second of our featured CDs tonight. This one in that series of Columbia recordings of Stan Getz, the great tenor sax player. This one, as I said earlier, is very rare. It's called Forest Eyes. It was about the only movie soundtrack that he did. He did some odds and ends, but never a complete soundtrack for a movie. And this one he did in collaboration with Jure Hanstra. Forest Eyes was the name of the film.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.